In the world of property management, there's a growing trend of prepaying landlords upfront to secure management contracts. This strategy, where a property manager offers the landlord the entire projected rental income, minus their management fees, upfront, aims to win over the landlord by eliminating their wait time for monthly income. However, despite its appeal, this approach carries notable risks and requires a deep dive into the pros and cons to see if it's really sustainable. Why prepaying works as a strategy? The appeal of prepaying landlords is straightforward. It entices the landlords with immediate cash flow, reducing their need to worry about monthly collections or potential tenant default. This can be a highly attractive option, particularly for landlords who prefer a predictable income stream. By using this tactic, property managers can quickly expand their portfolio, showing landlords their financial commitment and trustworthiness. In a competitive market, this bold move can set a property manager apart and serve as a stepping stone for newer players to establish themselves. What do the property managers say? Enoch, a founder member of Coins Realtors, agrees that this approach comes with significant risks, especially for property managers. When tenants delay payments, the property manager bears the financial burden, facing a cash flow shortfall. Since property managers have already paid the landlord, late or missed payments can lead to financial strain, forcing the manager to cover the shortfall out of pocket. Moses Lutalo, Murix, the managing director of Brawl Uganda Limited, mentioned in our phone discussion that the trend of upfront payments serves as a gesture of goodwill but introduces complexities that insurers may be unwilling to cover. He notes that this practice contradicts professional ethics in property management, as it effectively positions the property manager as a financier or underwriter of the landlord and risk's risk, creating a potential conflict of interest. Moses adds that tax complications are also likely to arise, as the property manager must pay taxes on the collections received from tenants, and the landlord is likewise taxed on remittances from the property manager. This arrangement changes the role of the property manager, making them akin to a landlord since tenants are paying them directly to cover the advance payments made to the landlord. Consequently, the landlord and risk's connection with tenants weakens as the property manager assumes more control, almost like a Regus-style workplace service provider rather than a traditional property manager. Moses acknowledges that prepaying landlords can be an effective strategy, as it provides an attractive incentive by underwriting some of the landlord and risk's risks. However, he cautions that it may blur the lines of the property manager and risk's role and lead to unintended consequences. Another top property manager, who is also a member of the Red but has chosen to remain anonymous, shares that the uncertainty with the prepayment approach is extremely high. According to him, the biggest risk is that the property manager essentially becomes a debt collector, often resorting to aggressive tactics to collect rental payments in order to recover the prepaid amount. He emphasizes that property managers who opt to pay landlords upfront need to develop a full set of property management competencies. Viewing property management as merely rent collection is short-sighted, focusing solely on prepayments risks overshadowing the other crucial skills required in the property management field. Pros of prepaying landlords for facility management deals. 1. Improves client acquisition. Offering upfront payments makes it easier for property managers to win new clients, especially in a competitive market. 2. Builds a competitive edge. This approach sets property managers apart, showing dedication and willingness to take on risk. 3. Immediate portfolio expansion. Property managers using this method can quickly grow their portfolio, increasing their influence and market share. Cons of prepaying landlords. 1. Financial risk. Any delays in tenant payments mean property managers need to find alternative funds to keep operations afloat. 2. Cash flow strain. This strategy can drain the manager's cash reserves, particularly with multiple properties, potentially causing long-term financial instability. 3. Relationship tension. unstable cash flow can lead to strained relations with landlords, as the manager might appear financially unreliable if issues arise. Balancing the risks and rewards. While prepaying landlords can be a powerful tool for expanding a property management business, it's not without challenges. Success in this approach requires strong cash flow management, careful selection of tenant properties, and a financial cushion to handle payment delays. For property managers venturing into this strategy, the key is caution. Structuring agreements to include safety nets, such as a slight buffer in prepaid amounts, could make it more manageable. Additionally, clear communication with landlords about potential risks and a well-thought-out cash reserve plan can go a long way in making this approach more sustainable. Ultimately, prepaying landlords for facility management deals offers a unique path for growth, but it requires a strategic balance of risks and rewards to succeed in the long term.